Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go over once again to Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Mary. We're going to start with the reaction from last night's game at the Aviva Stadium, where the Republic of Ireland again threw away a two-goal lead and had to work hard, but eventually beat Latvia 3-2 in last night's friendly international. Now, Stephen Kenny's side started very well and things were going great. After 20 minutes, we led 2-0 with goals from a Callum O'Dowda header, and teenager Evan Ferguson, 18 years of age, scored his first goal for Ireland. But just like they did against Armenia in September, Ireland allowed the visitors back into the game. Latvia scored twice with shots from outside the box to draw level at the break. Ireland, though, eventually scored a winner through Chidozie Ogbene to build some confidence ahead of Monday's vital Euro qualifier game against France. Now, apart from Ferguson, the other newcomer to make a big impression was midfielder Will Smallbourne. The Southampton midfielder, now on loan at Stoke, had a hand in the two opening goals and was named man of the match. So, given all of those things, what was the overall view of Irish coach Stephen Kenny? He spoke to Tony O'Donoghue.
Yeah, I felt it was a very entertaining game. It wasn't a perfect performance, I must, but you know, there's a lot of good things from it as well. I took a lot from it. I think it'd be unrealistic to expect a perfect performance with a lot of players coming in that have not been playing regularly. Some players have not been playing regularly for the clubs at all. So we had a couple of chances to go 3-0 up, and had we done so, obviously the game would have been more comfortable. we made life difficult for ourselves, but got the winner, and obviously Evan Ferguson getting his first goal for Ireland, Callum O'Dowda getting his first goal for Ireland, and Mikey Johnson coming on and a bit of brilliance and hit the post, and Sheo finished it. So a lot of good things really tonight.
Well, let's hear now from the 18-year-old goal-scoring hero. Adrian Eames got the reaction of Evan Ferguson.
Yeah, I think it's not what I'm feeling like, you know what I mean? Even getting the start, just like it's what you dream of as a kid, coming to the games and watching and getting the start and actually getting a goal, you know what I mean? There's no better feeling.
Were you nervous beforehand at all?
No, it was alright, it wasn't too bad, you know what I mean? It's just another game of football at the end of the day. Obviously it's in a different environment for a different team, that, but just like to enjoy it.
And have you, in your view, put yourself firmly in the frame now for the French game on Monday?
Hopefully, we'll have to see. It's the gaffer will pick what team he thinks suits best. You know what I mean? To play against France is a different game, different opposition, but hopefully, we'll have to wait and see.
What's the feeling there afterwards? Because obviously coughing up two goals, you were coasting, leading by 2-0. Yourself getting your first international goal, Callum O'Dowda with his first international goal. It looked like Ireland were in cruise control, but obviously Latvia got it back to 2-2 before half time. Was it a nervy enough night at times defensively?
No, I think it's something we can learn from. I think it's, we sort of got a bit sloppy, got a bit comfortable, and if you do that against France, I don't think we come back. But luckily today we showed character and we came back. But I think that's something that we can improve on, but it's an easy thing to do.
And Evan, what about the challenge of facing France and the opening assignment of the qualifying campaign? Is it a challenge you relish?
Yeah, I think so. If you play against a team like that, as you've seen in the World Cup, the past two World Cups, they've won it and they've got to the final, you know what I mean? So they're obviously a good bunch of players, but it'll show where we are as a team and how we do against them.
That's Evan Ferguson. So while we're not in action in the Euro qualifiers until Monday, other nations begin the qualification campaign tonight. 53 nations in total seeking 23 spots to play in Germany. The hosts qualify automatically. Michael O'Neill takes charge of Northern Ireland again. They're away to San Marino. And the big game of the night sees England go to Italy. The Republic of Ireland's under-19s were beaten 2-1 by Slovakia yesterday in the first game in the elite round of qualifying for this year's European Championships. In Gaelic games, Aidan O'Rourke and Paddy Bradley will take charge of the Donegal football team for Sunday's final league game in Roscommon. This follows the resignation of Paddy Carr as manager yesterday following a meeting he had with a group of senior players. O'Rourke and Bradley have been part of Paddy Carr's coaching team. Donegal County Board has already called a special meeting for tonight to discuss problems with the Donegal Academy following the resignation of Carl Lacey. Now, due to torrential rain in the hour prior to throw-in, last night's Ulster under-20 championship game between Monaghan and Armagh at Castleblaney was called off. It has been refixed for this Saturday at 3:30 in Clonus. In golf, there was victory for Rory McIlroy, but no joy for Shane Lowry or Seamus Power at the WGC Match Play Championship in Texas. Particularly tough luck on Seamus Power, because Adam Scott never led against Power until the 18th hole, when the Australian sank a big birdie putt to beat the Watford man. Shane Lowry lost 2-1 to Tim Montgomery. Rory McIlroy beat Scott Stallings 3-1. All three are in action again today, the Irishmen. They have three group matches before the knockout stages. Amongst the other results yesterday, there were surprise defeats for John Rahm and Matt Fitzpatrick. The Irish men's cricket team take on Bangladesh today, the match getting underway later than usual, around now because of Ramadan. And racing today is in Cork. The first race is off at 2:05.